The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, you might have seen this. A Louth councillor, P.O. Smith, is calling for dog DNA to be gathered in a database so that we can crack down on dog fouling, dog poo. John Fulham is with me. He's a public engagement manager at the Irish Wheelchair Association. John, before we talk about whether this might work, give us a sense of just what a scourge dog fouling on the street is for people who use wheelchairs.
Hi, Kieran. It's horrendous. It's the only way I can describe it. And as a wheelchair user myself, it's a daily experience. The problem is once it gets on your wheel, if you roll through it, if you don't see it, it gets on your wheel, it gets on your hands, it gets on your clothes. And then because of the toxicity of dog poo, infection, disease, if you don't clean your hands properly, you don't get to somewhere that you can do that. You're transferring that potential for disease elsewhere. It's just an absolute nightmare for people who use wheelchairs like myself, for people with vision impairments and white canes, people with buggies, children who are on the loose running around picking stuff up everywhere. It's a nightmare.
And is it a problem we saw kind of with COVID, this explosion in dog ownership in the country? People needed something to do, so a lot of them got a dog to keep themselves entertained. Has it gotten worse?
It's ongoing, and I feel it's getting worse again. I think for a while people developed a fraction of a social conscience, but I think the novelty of that is wearing off. And I've had more examples of where you remind people of this. They get quite aggressive in response to you, saying, I'm not picking up my dog's poo. So yes, it is getting worse. And even in my own apartment block where we live, I see more and more of it now on the pavements. And it comes up. I talk about it at least once or twice a year on radio, and it's just an ongoing scourge that gets everybody animated.
Are there kind of parts of towns that tend to be worse? Is it in and around suburbs as opposed to the kind of the main streets? Is it close to parks or beaches? Is there any kind of pattern?
Well, you probably won't see it as much in a city centre, because that's not a place you'll see animals compared to suburbs, streets in housing estates, parks. There, and people seem to think that because maybe it's a green area, there's no need to clean it up. Sure, it's biodegradable. It'll just waste away. But that's not actually the case. So tends to be in those types of locations, but you can find it anywhere.
And do you then have to kind of prepare, John, in advance? It's a daily occurrence, as you say. You need probably wipes and kind of sanitizer with you, or whatever it happens to be.
Yes, Karen, I do prepare. Generally, you'd have wet wipes or antiseptic wipes. You'd have, and disinfectant or cleanser that we would have used during COVID. Now, I have that in my car the whole time. Sometimes you forget to bring it with you. But to be honest with you, if you brought something for every situation, you'd be going around with a backpack on your back the whole time.
Yeah.
But you do try to prepare to have at least some means of cleaning up if that's the case. And that's just the reality of using a wheelchair today.
Listen, stay with us, John. Dave O'Reilly's on the line as well from Greystone's Tidy Towns. He's the chairman there. Dave, have you managed to crack down on dog fouling?
Hi, Kieran, and hello, John, as well. I concur with what John is saying. Yeah, we've actually had a rollout campaign that we really, really pushed because with regard to creating a database, I really don't think that's going to work because who's going to enforce it? Enforcement is one of the major problems. We went for the other approach, which is public awareness. And although there are still some incidences of dog fouling, it's absolutely cut back down by the constant reminding of dog owners that they're responsible, not the dog, as the adverts say. And I always carry a few bags in my pocket. I'm not a dog owner as such, but I babysit dogs for my children when they need this, which seems to be occurring a lot at the moment. But having said that, I always have a couple of bags in my pocket if I'm walking with my wife. And if I see somebody fouling, I'll say, I've been there, maybe you forgot your bag. And it's a kind of a semi-passive aggressive approach to it because they can't really refuse the bag. And it does encourage, in Tidy Towns, I'd say over the 10 years, seriously 5 years ago in Greystones, it was a chronic problem.
Yeah.
Everywhere. As John described, and it's particularly more distraught for people who are in wheelchairs, people who are visually impaired. Again, repeating what John said, they're the real victims of this because if you're fully fit and all the rest of it, you can avoid it, but it's still unsightly. And also what people don't realize is that dog fouling, dog poo is highly toxic. It's really, really bad. And we luckily Wicklow County Council brought in a couple of years ago that there's a moratorium on the South Beach here, which is our blue flag beach, which we pride very much, that dogs aren't allowed on the beaches between May and September. Now, owners are very good about that. They seem to be adhering to that sign, that sorry, that bylaw. And because if dog fouling gets into the water, because being a blue flag beach, people are swimming, that's a real problem. But it's constantly pushing the message, like most of our bins here in town, the municipal bins have a big advert, a poster on them, telling people you must take responsibility. There's a €150 fine. Now, the wardens in Greystones are meant to enforce the fine. Now, I know they're busy enough for putting tickets on cars and all the rest of it, but that's another issue. They're tending not to do that. But we discovered that by creating public awareness, making dog owners responsible for the dogs, because we have a huge dog population in Greystones. Like, it's very, the thing to have is your accessory dog with you. But I have to say it has improved. It has improved. So I'm optimistic that, you know, by keeping that pressure on, it's like, you know, the way when the bag tax came in, they said, the Irish will never go with that. No way. Paid 15 cents for a bag. It worked. The smoking in pubs and restaurants, we all joked at that and said, sure, no one's going to go outside to have a cigarette or whatever they're having. Now it's the social thing.
Yeah, but I guess the difference there is that, you know, if I lit a cigarette in a restaurant or a pub, somebody working there would tell me to stop, you know, or again, if I was in Lidl doing my supermarket shopping and I didn't have a bag, they wouldn't give me one unless I gave them the 15 or 20 cent.
Yeah.
If my dog goes for a poo on the footpath, unless you happen to be walking past me with your passive aggressive bags, I can get away with it. And that's the problem, isn't it?
I think really, Kieran, it's to do with, it's create, the reason I use those examples is to create a public awareness that if you're a dog owner, you're responsible and you must pick up. That's it. End of story. There's no grey area. It's very simple. And we keep in Tidy Towns, it's on all our social media here, and we do promotions from time to time. We have had open days just down around the beach and say places like that.
Yeah.
We give out information leaflets. We say to people with dogs, we love your dogs. You're great. But you must look after them. You must pick up after them. And I think it's been reasonably successful. It's not to say, and I'm sure John would agree, you'll always have the outliers. You'll always have people say it's none of your business and all this sort of thing. But hopefully they're diminishing.
Well, you mentioned kind of the wardens. We got onto Vision Ireland as well, and they had nobody available to talk to us, but they did have some of the facts and figures. They had 82 dog fouling fines handed out by local councils in 2022. Those were the most updated figures. They had 18 councils around the country handed out zero dog fouling fines. So we either have 18 very clean counties with very well-behaved dogs out there, or it's not happening. Yeah. Kerry County Council, the most active, 27 fines they meted out, and there was two convictions actually related to those fines. John, we've a text in here and it says DNA would be a waste of money. How can you prove the owner was even walking the dog at the time the dog fouled? I mean, do you hold any truck with this argument in favour of DNA, or is there kind of lower hanging fruit when it comes to cleaning up the street?
Okay, let's be really honest. This is either, if I'm cynical, me would say that maybe it's a soundbite for a local election candidate.
John, I didn't pin you for a cynic now.
The less cynical element of me would, maybe this is born out of frustration because this problem has been ongoing for years and it doesn't seem to change. As for the practicality of the DNA doggy poo, it's not going to work. Let's get back to the point. It's not realistic. Who's going to manage it? Who's going to pay for it? To all the points that have been raised. Enforcement is one element here, and you can see that the enforcement is pretty low. But increased enforcement on its own is not going to solve the problem. And I welcome that experience about the awareness campaigns, because I think in reality, the solution to this is that we're going to have to get people to become our allies and to take more responsibility for what they do and to help us call out the people who don't. Because I think that I refer back to that societal conscience that developed over COVID. Let's get that back again. Because I think with relying on enforcement alone is not going to practically work. There's so much to do.
Absolutely.
John Fulham, Public Engagement Manager at the Irish Wheelchair Association, and Dave O'Reilly, the Chairman of Greystones Tidy Towns. Gentlemen, thank you both very much for joining me. Kathy says, I think there should be a tax on owning dogs, €100 per year, like, say, a property tax, and the larger the breed, maybe the higher the amount. They must be microchipped. That's how you do your database and charge. At least then they could pay for more wardens and maybe free bags and dog parts, etc. Kathy, there is a dog licence. You're meant to have a licence. So, I mean, that is a tax to a degree. Isn't it the same way the television licence is a tax? Recently moved to Enniscorthy from Dublin. Lovely people and place, but the dog dirt everywhere is shocking. How could this be a problem for your guest every single day, says one listener, unless he lives in an extraordinary filthy place with lots of ignorant people. Paul says, people who have dogs, they just don't care. They are lazy when it comes to picking up and they are selfish. It really bothers me. And here's a strange one. How come we no longer see white poo on the street? Remember when it would be a white greyish colour? Was it the food we fed our pets in the 80s and 90s, I wonder? Was that not just poo that had really decomposed, that had gone kind of white and kind of furry? Wasn't that, it was just a mould on it. And I think it just gets cleaned up now by street sweepers and stuff. No, I think, sorry, Quilly and Claire are shaking their heads back at me. White poo was a thing in the 80s and the 90s. I'm not so sure. I don't know. 087 1400 106. Can somebody make a bit of sense of that one? Lots of people still getting in touch about dog poo, like this listener who said that they moved from Enniskerry, or to Enniskerry rather, from Dublin. They love it. Beautiful village, but filthy with dog poo, Kieran. It's people living in the village. They don't keep their dogs indoors. They roam the streets and they foul everywhere. It is infuriating. So maybe some support in Enniskerry and County Wicklow for a suggestion from a county councillor in County Louth, that has to be said, that DNA be collected from dogs. It all be logged in a database. And then if dog poo is found on the street, the poo is tested, the dog is identified, the culprit is fingered, and a fine follows. Donal Ryan is with me, city vet in Limerick. Donal, you're welcome to the show. Do you think this is a good idea?
I think it's a great idea, Kieran, because unfortunately, as a rule, you know, I suppose there are dog owners who are, you know, don't understand the need to clean up their after their dog, or don't think it's their responsibility. They don't have regard for their neighbours and their neighbour sensitivities, but also the public health significance of dogs pooing. It's not just, you know, having to clean your shoes out when they've got dog poo caked into the soles of it. Lots of dogs poo carry a potentially very dangerous parasite called Toxocara that is causing a disease called toxocariasis. And that's where the angst, I suppose, is mainly coming from, is that this disease is associated with, in children, with lots of childhood illnesses, but can also cause blindness in children. So it is a big issue at several levels. But the consequence for humans and a disease is very important, and not enough part of the discussion, to my mind.
And is that present in all dog poo, Donal?
No, but it's in relatively high percentages. Now, there have been various surveys done where they've picked up poos and sampled it and identified the amount of poo amount of worm eggs in the poo. Now, I can't recall the precise figures, but you are talking about a significant number of the poo that have these eggs in them. And because the poo can disappear, in other words, weather, rain washes the poo away, so the dog poo and cat poo, to a lesser extent, disappears. It disappears from view. But if that's areas of grass, these larvae, our infective larvae, can remain and survive for several years. So even though the poo is gone, the evidence is gone, the public health threat remains for some time.
Oh, God. So, I mean, I'm just thinking of people who do clean up their dog poo and, you know, maybe it's not nice and firm, it's a bit squishy, and it's on grass, and there's kind of remnants mashed into the grass.
Yeah. I mean,
that's problematic then as well, is it?
Well, it is, because, you know, I mean, some of the research recently, and you sent me some information there about what's happening in Italy, and that Leitrim County Council are proposing identifying the dogs who poo and the owners who allow their dogs to poo in public. You know, dogs shouldn't be pooing in public. You know, but that's a fact of the matter that in every part of the country and possibly every part of the world, there are dogs do soil in public or owners allow their dogs to soil in public.
Well, how do you stop them, though? If it has to, it has to go, doesn't it?
Well, it doesn't have to go on the street. You can train the dog. Like, you know, us humans don't do it in the street in this country anyway. We train ourselves to go to the bathroom. You can do it the same with the dog. Is train it to go to poo in your own garden. But some people will be appalled at that suggestion, that they will say, oh, well, when I've had people over the years, they let the dog out in the front to poo in the public areas rather than clean up the poo in their own garden.
They do not.
Well, I've been told that, okay. Let it out in public parks, you know, where kids might be playing, and the dog will do it and it disappears in the rain. But it is a lack of understanding from owners' point of view. Sometimes the need to regularly treat their dogs and cats. The dogs are more of an issue because of the public soiling, to worm them and to also understand it shouldn't be an owner's entitlement to feel that they can bring the dog for a walk and poo in public places. And yes, you do see quite a lot of people with their little plastic bag and they're picking up their dog poo, you know, conscientious pet owners. They're doing it, but, you know, it's a problem in Italy. It's a problem everywhere.
So they should be going that step further. Never mind the little bags. Train them to poo at home in their own garden.
Well, that's what should be. And it's an easy thing to do, but you have to start somewhere and train the animal to do it. I mean, obviously, people, you don't want your dog doing the poo in the house. You can do it and you can train them even with the proper approach. You can train the dog.
Well, don't get me started. The dog shouldn't be in the house, full stop. You know, that's my own personal view on this front. But I know kind of people take umbrage to it. Anyway, listen, we'll talk again soon, I'm sure. Donal Ryan, City Vet in Limerick. Pleasure as always.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.